Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. You can find out there about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Cleveland, Ohio on June 28th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Tammy Kopecky from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Hey, Tammy, how are you?
Not too bad. And yourself?
I'm just fine. What do you do there in beautiful Cedar Rapids?
I am a channel marketer for a small company here in town that does hoses and belts.
Oh, that's so you're hosing and belting.
Yes. Then we just watch the corn grow.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Tammy. Carl Castle is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
Taking snapshots is old, so what's next? Modern camera tech isn't vexed. It gives 1,000 words for an image that's blurred. My new camera prints out a...
text.
A text, yes, very good. This inventor is very interesting. An inventor at NYU has developed a new kind of camera that instead of taking photos, it prints out a text description of what you're looking at. So instead of a picture of a sunset, you get a little text that says, beautiful sunset with trees in foreground. That's what it does. After a while, of course, the camera gets tired of your choice of subjects and is like, dude, your daughter is getting bigger every day, but she's not getting any cuter, okay? Here is your next limerick.
I once worried that wrinkles grow cranky, or that eyelids get puffy and baggy. Now my handheld device shows my jowls aren't nice. Looking down makes my chin and cheeks...
saggy?
Yes, saggy. Very good. Yes. It is called smartphone face, and all of you have it. Apparently the problem is if you stare at your phone too much, looking down at it, and then you pick your head up again, but your chins don't come with you. And so it's caused these, you know, what they're calling smartphone face, and it's apparently led to a uptick in the amount of plastic surgery for this sort of thing. But the problem is we're never going to agree, even with this news, to stop staring down at our phones. So instead, we're all going to make a choice to find this attractive. Oh, I love his broad shoulders, his dark eyes, his jowls dragging on the carpet.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because I was really having, like, self-conscious problems, like... taking cell phone pictures of myself.
Right.
I was like, God,
wait,
this guy's ugly.
Do you really take pictures of yourself on your cell phone?
It's my mom. She's like, well, what are you doing? I'm like, all right, come over here. And then I look at my face like, ugh.
Wait a minute.
That?
Your mother says, what you doing?
She got a new iPhone and she, ugh.
So you're like, nothing.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, oh, nothing, like every other
No, she's
male.
Always like, let me see.
Really?
Yes. That's her new thing. Let me see.
So you
what
take
do you
a
do?
Picture, but you take a picture of yourself?
I'm like, hey, I'm over here. Click. Like, I'm with Roxanne. And then it will be, oh, that's so nice.
How many?
Oh.
But what if she calls and asks you for this picture while you're doing something that I'm sure is perfectly legal, but that you don't want your mother to know that you're doing? What do you do then?
I have a whole bunch of stock photos ready to roll. Like church, like, coffee house.
Yeah. Oh, look, here I am kissing a nurse in Times Square on VE Day. There you are.
Yep. Yep. At the beach, at church.
That's right, up the street.
At the soup kitchen, helping out.
Yeah. Here I am tutoring orphans.
Yep.
All right, moving on. Here we go. Here is your last limerick.
To all sorts of odd dares, I'll submit in my desperate plea to look fit. I'll be an imbiber of lizard saliva. To get thin, I take pills made from...
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Can you say it again?
Sure. To all sorts of odd dares, I'll submit in my desperate plea to look fit. I'll be an imbiber of lizard saliva. To get thin, I take pills made from...
Saliva is a clue.
Spit,
yes, very good. You got it. Researchers say the spit of a Gila monster, you know, those big lizards, contains a compound that can cut hunger pangs in animals. So the spit is going to be made into a weight loss pill, although it will only work if you get to watch the Gila monster spit the pill into your food.
Oh.
You're like, I don't think so.
Oh.
Carl, how did Tammy do on our quiz?
Well, Tammy had 3 correct answers, Peter. So, Tammy, I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or answering machine.
Well done. Congratulations, Tammy.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I can't wait.
Bye-bye.